Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hawks Hump Day Hangover Edition. I had a great time hanging out at Hawks and the fine staff. Thank you, Derek. He especially took care of me, man. Made sure the drinks were cold and kept flowing until way too late. So had a great time. We'll do it again soon. The next party, at least, you know, party show, if you will, Tom. We're going to the fair again. The Waukesha County Fair on
Friday.
I don't
think it's going to be nearly as fun as what we did at Hawks last night. Not with the megas coming to town.
Well, you don't know. They probably will have some beer in the coolers.
Any loose joints going to be coming around Waukesha, you think? No.
You know, we have become quite, let's just say, spoiled.
Gotta love Madison, man.
Well, really, any of the locations I've been to, including the county fair in Waukesha prior, I've been taken care of by our fine folks. I love our listeners, especially you, Doc. 844-967-2789. Our pal Chris from Sun Prairie. How you been, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Good.
So, I wanted to call and talk about what you were talking about a little bit earlier today about what's on the ballot this year.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what I'm hearing is that it's economic, and I completely disagree with that. I think what is on the ballot right now is democracy and our social contract. The things that I'm hearing Ron Johnson just said is theft. What he is talking about is theft. He's talking about voting on stealing from us, which we have paid into our whole entire lives. The Social Security program is something we paid into. It's an entitlement because that's our money. So, you know, what he is talking about doing is stealing money that we paid into a program that is supposed to take care of us in our old age. So, and I think democracy's on the ballot in many ways. Women's rights, the rights of people of color, you know, just all of the issues that we're seeing, all the social issues, that is what's on the ballot. I think the economics is important, but if we don't have democracy, we have nothing. We need to see something come out of January 6th. We need to see people held accountable. If we do not have the rule of law, we have nothing. You know?
Yes. In that regard, Chris, not only we talked about Pat Cipollone, of course, he was subpoenaed earlier. Now his deputy, Patrick Philbin, also now are subpoenaed by the Department of Justice. Do you feel like the DOJ is moving on this? Are they making progress?
That's a pretty big escalation.
Do you think that this will help address some of those concerns that you and I frankly share, Chris?
Yeah, I certainly hope it does, and I think it's really interesting that Alex Jones' lawyer has now, like, oops, you know,
oops.
These texts just happened to, you know, get out. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe there's more people out there that have information that it may just slip out, because it's very, very worrisome that we have people at the Department of Defense, we have people in the Secret Service, we have people at Homeland Security that all just so happen to delete their texts from January 6th. I mean, you know, that has got to be concerning to every person in this country. And if we do not have accountability at that level, I don't know how the rest of us are supposed to, like, you know, go into a court and feel like we're going to get a fair shake.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, we should really, you know, trust in our courts. We're looking at our courts and we're seeing corruption at the highest level. I mean, I believe we have to have Clarence Thomas impeached. We need action. And I think that's what's on the ballot. I think that what is on the ballot is, what is this country about? And we need to bring things about to show that, you know, what our agreement is going to be upheld. We do have an agreement. It's called the Constitution.
Well, and Chris, and either way, it will be a referendum on what the American experiment is all about, right? Either these things come to fruition and justice is served and the rule of law and all those kinds of things, or it's not. Yeah, or you just hey, we're taking your money. Good luck with that. No, you have to have a baby. We're government forced birthing. Good luck with that. They'll come after gay marriage, Max. Perhaps maybe they'll come after interracial marriage, because, you know, no, that's not the Constitution, Chris. It is, and in some regards, these are the big picture issues, right? When I'm not hearing, there's a whole lot of discussion about, you know, what capital gains taxes should be. It's hard to, you know, squabble over those kinds of things. We're talking about the actual existence of this country as we have known it, continuing or not.
I agree. I think that there are some people, though, that are kind of misguided and are still trying to make this an economic campaign, and it's not. I mean, people have been in economic pain for a long time, but now they're coming after our rights. And, you know, it was bad enough when they came after our economy, because a lot of us have suffered at the hands of, you know, this vulture capitalism. And, you know, we know that that's a problem. But now they're coming after our rights, too. And I think that what you saw yesterday in Kansas was part of that.
Chris, I'm going to cut you short. Appreciate your call and always appreciate your contribution. I would point out U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, your senator, Chris, is leading with policy today. And the policy he's leading with is what? Making things like Social Security and Medicare, the social safety nets, the reason why many of our seniors do not live in poverty. Well, you know, he wants to make that discretionary, depending on, you know, his whim and how well the stock market's doing. Because if the market's down, you know, you're going to have to tighten some belts. Those cost of living increases, well, you know, those are a thing of the past. So when Republicans do talk financial policy, it can be disastrous for them as well. Or at least I hope it is. Shoot, I should ask Chris about Kansas. I'm wondering if that's a bellwether, you know, a canary in the coal mine, if you will, or if that's a one-off. Because it will not be on the ballot so clearly, the issue of abortion rights. I mean, it was on the ballot specifically. Do we have the right to roll back your rights in the state of Kansas? And lots of people, nearly a million people, came out to say, hell no. Or at least the vast majority of them did.
Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, you can get a non-binding referendum perhaps on the ballot between now and November.
A little late. Well,
is it? I don't know.
Probably. A little late for that. And I would say, sure, non-binding referendums. What is galling about the state of Wisconsin is there is no representation of the people. When you factor in the gerrymandering and these legislators here in the state of Wisconsin are like ticks on a dog. Because they're never going away. They're never going away. The only thing that can get you out of the assembly here in the state of Wisconsin is an Adam Steen and Trump-endorsed primary opponent. Because you weren't crazy enough, you didn't decertify the next election. Well, if Robin Voss survives, I bet he'll be ready to decertify the 2024 election. If that's what the constituents really, really want.
It's crazy. 844-967-2789. It is crazy out there. And I think Chris brings up a good point. Now, I did see a tweet the other day, Jeff Tiedrick. Pro tip, if the Secret Service deletes their January 6th text messages and the Homeland Security deletes their January 6th text messages and the military deletes their January 6th messages, guess what? It's an effing conspiracy. Indictments, arrests, convictions, let's effing go. I mean, these are some very, very, these are the basics, folks. Right. This is what it comes down to. If this kind of stuff happens, if these agencies, the Secret Service and Homeland Security and the Pentagon, and they're going to go through and the one of the most dangerous and important days in American history, and everyone just lost all the messages. I mean, that is extremely problematic. And
every one of those agencies was corrupted by Trump appointees at the highest levels. I mean, you got to keep that in mind. That was the point. You know, if you're perpetrating a coup, man, of course you burn the evidence. Of course you salt the earth on the way out. It's that or go to prison. Well, I'd be right. Delete my text, too.
So fair enough. But I mean, doesn't that seem to show an intent, you know, conspiracy? I mean, come on, man.
Obstruction,
and then what do we do as a society? What's our reaction to these things, man?
Have you seen the gas prices?
Come on.
844.
Yeah, they're going down.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Great seeing you last night, Mark. Welcome back. What do you got?
Yeah, great seeing.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, great seeing you guys, too. Hi, guys. Yeah, it's called cognizance of guilt, I think, in the case of some of these guys. And so many Republicans have cognizance of guilt. I mean, Scott Walker, let's remember Scott Walker, when he was in college, he was running for a campaign, and a place who had endorsed him, the organization had endorsed him.
Well, the local, the campus newspaper, he went out and stole all the copies of the campus newspaper because they had made sort of an implied endorsement of his opponent, and then they went back to print and basically said Scott Walker was unfit for office. Yeah, that's my memory of what happened.
Yeah, mine too. And you know that and the whole the baby mama thing. I mean that you know that she probably doesn't want to admit that she had anything to do with Scott Walker then, because Scott Walker, he was all about himself from the time he was hatched. I mean at his mama's knee. You know that it is just disgusting. I mean, 75, and Rick Scott, 75 times he pleaded the Fifth Amendment over that fraud thing his company was involved in. And Ron Johnson compares himself to, you know, Ayn Rand's heroes, that, and she based her heroes on a guy that chopped up a little girl and they had taken for ransom. That was Ayn Rand's hero. So that's Ron Johnson. That's who you idolize, that woman who collected Social Security at the end of her life.
Right. Mark, always great seeing you at the parties, man. I do appreciate when the people come around. I was just very, very concerned that was somehow going to devolve into something.
Quickly.
Yeah, sometimes, Mark, you got a slippery way about you.
Yeah, four, get four, it in there.
967-2789.
Let's do the Philbin thing here briefly. We've got a couple of minutes left.
I was going to say maybe the Alex Jones. Chris,
we'll get there, too. Name. Let me throw the Philbin thing out. The Alex Jones as well. It's apparently J6 going to want that action as well. But briefly, just to bring everybody up to speed from CNN, the former deputy counsel to Trump has been subpoenaed in the federal criminal probe in the January 6th attack, two sources told CNN. Patrick Philbin subpoenaed for testimony and documents. He worked in the White House counsel's office under Cipollone, who was also subpoenaed for documents and testimony. According to CNN, the executive privilege will play a role in the discussions over Philbin's grand jury testimony, as it has with recent grand jury testimony, Cipollone and vice presidential advisors Mark Short and Greg Jacob. Both Philbin and Cipollone were both key witnesses to Trump's actions in the last days of his presidency. Cipollone repeatedly pushed back on efforts to overturn the 2020 election, and according to a Senate Judiciary Committee report, he and Philbin opposed a proposal to replace the Attorney General with someone willing to look into the false claims of election fraud. Report said that both Philbin and Cipollone indicated they would resign should such a plan be executed. Now, Philbin's already testified about the Capitol attack in a separate probe earlier this year. He appeared before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. During Cipollone's own testimony, he told investigators on January 6th he was joined by a number of top Trump advisors, including Philbin, in pushing the former president to issue a strong condemnation of the attack. So, yes, good news there. We'll see where that goes. But, Crudy, if you want to throw out the Alex Jones, that is some, I don't know, we've got 2 minutes left in the segment. That is some really, really funny slash terrible stuff.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones was caught off guard in court on Wednesday when an attorney representing the families of the Sandy Hook victims presented evidence that he had previously lied under oath.
What?
And he was his only witness for the defense. So when you don't have credibility and you are both the defendant and the only witness for the defense, it's going to get ugly real quick. During testimony in a trial set to determine the amount of damages Jones owes to the Sandy Hook families after he falsely accused them of being part of a false flag operation, an attorney representing the plaintiffs confronted Jones over prior claims he had made that he didn't have any text messages on his phones related to his controversial past statements about Sandy Hook. Things quickly went downhill for Jones, however, when attorney Mark Bankston revealed that he had obtained a copy of the data from Jones's phone after his own attorneys accidentally sent it to him.
Oops.
12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years.
It's the phone from hell.
That is how I know you lied to me. And then it got worse from there. He said something to the effect of, do you know what perjury is? The guy's already subject to a $150 million civil lawsuit. They're just getting around to the damages, folks. Alex Jones, bankrupt or worse. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. What, we got more? Oh, yeah,
we got one more segment, man. What, are you going to happy hour? We'll be right back. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Is it
ever going to be enough? Can we marry dogs? Is it ever going to be enough? Knock that off, you two. It's time for church.